In Parakas in chapter 8 in Shmuel Aleph, the Nabi discusses the tremendous episode where Klal Yisrael approaches Shmuel and asks for a king. And Shmuel's reaction is really incredible. Shmuel goes ahead, and the pasuk says, "Vayira hadavar be'eni Shmuel kasha amru tnalanu malach l'shaftenu." It was very negative in Shmuel's eyes that the people asked him, "Give us a king to judge us." Vayispalo Shmuel al Hashem, and Shmuel davened to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Ribono Shel Olam answers Shmuel, and he says, "Shma b'kol ha'am, give them a king." And he says something amazing. It's not you, Shmuel, that they've rejected, but it's me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they've rejected. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer, you could begin to see what was troubling Shmuel. Shmuel felt rejected. Shmuel had given his life to this people. Remember, again, from the time that he was a young boy, literally, again, a child, 3 years old, he had pledged his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had grown up in the Mishkan, away from his family. He had given his life over, literally, as a traveling circuit judge. He had given everything from his life, everything from himself to this nation. And while it's true that the Navi says that, unfortunately, his children did not follow in his ways, but yet we see that he felt a profound sense of rejection. That's why he did not like the request. It wasn't, in other words, maybe they could have made the request a little bit better, maybe a little bit nicer, maybe they could have done it a little bit differently. But at the end of the day, you see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response that it wasn't really about the king, it was about that Shmuel felt rejected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, don't feel bad. They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me." This was a hole you sowed in a feeling of rejection. And I think from here we see a tremendous idea, which is, you know, everyone has feelings. Everyone has feelings. Shmuel HaNavi has feelings, right? We all have feelings. Even Kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means, obviously in an anthropomorphic way, has feelings as well. Sometimes we think that the great people, you know, obviously to have a position of leadership, you have to have a thicker skin. But even with a thick skin, leaders have feelings also. And this profound sense of sadness that Shmuel must have felt upon that feeling of rejection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts him, "It's not you they're rejecting, it's me." How careful we have to be with the feelings of everyone, with our friends, with our families, and even with our leaders.